T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story, WBBM, Mayor Lightfoot is warning that Chicago could roll back its recovery because of new health numbers that officials really worry. WBBM's political editor Craig Delamore reports.
Right now, we are on the precipice. We are dangerously close to going back to a dangerous state of conditions.
Mayor Lightfoot says she doesn't want to push Chicago back to phase 3 of the recovery, closing many businesses again, but there are nearly 200 new cases of COVID-19 every day, and Public Health Director Dr. Allison Arwady says older people, once the hardest hit, are not where the problem is.
We are seeing the most cases in Chicagoans who are 18 to 29. Followed by 30 to 39, followed by 40 to 49.
Of most concern, she and Mayor Lightfoot say, are gatherings in bars and taverns where social distancing and masks are not much in evidence. They risk being shut down again. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Meantime, WBBM's Brandon Eisen has more from a Northside neighborhood known for its many bars and restaurants.
With Lincoln Park among the top hotspots, many seen in the neighborhood are wearing masks and less running or remaining otherwise socially distant.
I mean, I don't walk with a mask on. A lot of people don't. I just stay, you know, out of the way. I'll be honest with you. I have a feeling it's probably since the bars opened.
Many of the bars and restaurants do adhere to the strict guidelines, but some say the gathering outside the bars may be to blame.
People are lining up for the bars. They're not social distancing. I think it's hard for the bars to enforce that.
Gary Thompson is 29 and he feels that younger folks just aren't taking the warnings seriously, and he would be with Mayor Lori Lightfoot if she were to roll back.
To be out here and not have, you know, stay protected, I mean, it's already difficult as it is.
From Lincoln Park, Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Governor Pritzker says he's greatly concerned about the president's order to hospitals to submit COVID data to a Trump administration cabinet post and bypass the CDC.
The order from President Trump tells hospitals to send COVID statistics to the Department of Health and Human Services, not to the CDC, which had been the practice. Governor Pritzker says Illinois and other states rely on the CDC and the president's interrupting the flow of data.
The president has tried to politicize every aspect of this pandemic. This should not be political. This is about saving lives. CDC is something that public health departments all across the nation rely upon. They've been a trusted source of information, advice, help.
The governor says he is redrawing the state's regions for dealing with coronavirus as the state reopens. He says Chicago will now be in its own region. Steve Miller, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
And the plan to fight the spread of the virus at the Cook County Jail appears to be working. For now, the jail had more than 900 cases among detainees and staff in March and April. Sheriff Tom Dart says there were 11 cases among detainees yesterday. A study released by the Centers for Disease Control credits expanded testing, mask wearing, limited detainee movement, and opening up previously unused buildings to allow for greater distancing for slowing the spread. Now a pandemic reopening update from Indiana. Governor Eric Holcomb announced today that the state will stay in stage 4 for at least the next 2 weeks as it keeps watch on COVID infections. Stage 4.5 originally was set to end this Friday. It allows restaurants to be open at 75% capacity, bars at 50%, and some entertainment venues open at 50% capacity.
Well, many religious Chicagoans are having to change the way they worship in the midst of the pandemic.
Synagogues across the Chicago area are making plans to mark this year's High Holy Days virtually. Several Jewish Reform congregations have decided online services would be a better choice than coming together in person. In making the move, synagogue leaders cite a Jewish principle that places people's safety over religious law or customs. Several congregations are planning Zoom events to celebrate the New Year and Day of Atonement. Cisco Coto News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.